Hey everyone, and welcome to the Law Firm Marketing Minute. This is a takeover week. So periodically, this over the course of the year, we're going to let someone else come in and host the show for a week. We've done it before in the past, but this week we are letting Domenica Fasolo take over the show. She is a lawyer coach, really focusing on helping lawyers create more time for themselves, especially if their career has kind of just taken over their life. So she helps them kind of get back their personal time and become more productive and all that kind of stuff. So she's going to join us this week. Hope you enjoy what she has to say.
Welcome to the Law Firm Marketing Minute, your source of internet marketing inspiration.
As I've mentioned in my previous episode, in my practice, helping lawyers reclaim their time, boost their productivity, and create more freedom in their personal lives, one of the most common themes when I talk to my clients about the challenges they face in their professional personal life is, I don't have time for marketing, and specifically, I don't have time for social media. And I, as somebody who was working in a legal field before, I can honestly confirm it's true. Lawyers just don't have time. And that's why they have to create it. And usually they have to make a lot of effort to create time even for what is truly essential in their practice and life. Now, when it comes to marketing, how do you know what is truly essential? Marketing is not the core service that lawyers offer, obviously, but it is a core aspect of their business. However, lawyers are not trained in marketing. They are not naturally marketers, so they might not have the essential marketing knowledge to market their firms. And so gurus are everywhere. New platforms are popping up, marketing funnel strategies. We see it, hear it every day. We're targeted by it every day, and it can get confusing. So going back to the premise that lawyers can only find time for what is truly important, if they're confused about what is truly moving the needle when it comes to marketing in their practice, it can be confusing and it can really make it hard or harder for them to prioritize it and find time for it. So to be in a position where you have time for something, it's important that you have a system that is working, a routine, if you will. But in a complex field of marketing, which lawyers are naturally not at home, this can be harder, and this can be easier said than done. So you need to do a marketing audit. This is an activity that I definitely recommend anybody who feels confused and overwhelmed by what they have to do in terms of workload, in this specific case, marketing. And there are many ways to go about it. And here's the exercise I do normally with my clients. So the purpose of this is to really create clarity on what are the actions that are important to me in relation to what we said before, the goals and my purpose of my marketing channels and marketing strategies. The purpose of this exercise is to really understand the workload or the actions that I need to take out the overwhelm, and on the other hand, bring clarity and motivation and momentum to these activities. So the number one thing you should do is to really consider all of your current marketing activities, as well any other marketing activities that you want to do in the future. Okay, so it's just kind of a brain dump. When you write everything down, whether you're using pen and pencil and paper, or whether you do it digitally, it does not matter. But just list every single activity that you want to do or you're doing right now. Now, think back to what you want to achieve with your marketing efforts. So do you want to generate new leads or nurture the existing ones or expand your network, maybe hire new team members or create your brand, expand to new locations? Whatever that is, just think about that. And once you have clarity on these two points, meaning what kind of channels you want to use or are you using and why the marketing is important, rate each channels from on a scale of, let's say, 1 to 10. To see which one is the most likely to bring you the results that you're after. Now, then you do the same in the exercise, but you have to consider efforts. So one thing is that channel, a particular channel, capable of delivering those results? Yes or no, on a scale of 1 to 10. But what you also need to understand, especially when you don't have time for something and you want to really effectively prioritize and create a routine or a system that helps you to achieve it, you need to also understand what are the efforts involved in this. So the second step will be to consider these channels. And again, you're going to rate them from 1 to 10. And you're going to be thinking about the efforts that are needed in order to achieve those goals. Let's say you consider Instagram, that's my favorite platform, and you want to grow organically. Obviously, Instagram is a great tool for positioning yourself as an expert, maybe finding new leads, nurture the existing ones, or connecting with other lawyers or associations. And when you don't do it organically, they're very low costs. However, if you want to generate new leads organically, the efforts in terms of time, energy, resources are nowadays very, very high, right? Conversely, if you just want to generate new leads, it may be more beneficial to engage in paid targeting campaign because, of course, you need to spend some money on it. But it's faster, more reliable, more predictable, and it's also less onerous on your time and resources compared to organic. Okay, so doing these type of benefit and cost analysis will show you a very clear picture of what activities are ideal for you and save you a lot of time and energy. So you want to minimize as much fluff as you can. Obviously, it's great to be on all platforms at the same time. It's great to repurpose content. But if you have a small team, you don't have time, you just really need to be mindful and you really need to be strategic about what platforms you're going to be on. And therefore, you need to do this as I call it, marketing audit, to understand what channels are there, what are the purposes of those channels, how likely you're gonna hit those targets that you have, and how much effort is actually involved. And then obviously considering your budget, time, and resources, once you've got this full picture, you can choose the ones that will be your main focus and create a roadmap and an action plan for their implementation or their maintenance. So this will kind of take the overwhelm of, I don't have time for marketing. I don't even know what to do. I don't even know why I'm doing it. And take it into understanding, okay, this is my purpose. These are the platforms that I want to work with. These are the best platforms that will take me from A to B. And these are the actions that I need to take. And it makes so much clarity and it makes your actions so specific that it will be so much easier to create time around it. So if you want to eventually grow on other platforms, obviously, this roadmap can also be prioritized. So the actions that you define can be broken down further into milestones, and you can eventually launch more platforms or more marketing channels. So you don't just have to work with what you have right now. You can also be adding on new channels as you go. And all of this is going to get you what you want and how you're going to go about it while saving you tons of time and energy and enable you to build an optimized, reliable, and sustainable marketing system.
Thanks for joining us. Please visit lawfirmmarketingminute.com for more information. We'll see you next time.